The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Save as you've never saved before when Simmons Company's fantastic carload of bargain sale heads your way. Beds, mattresses, hide-a-bed sofas, sectionals, everything top Simmons quality, everything at history-making prices. Easy terms arranged on any and all purchases. See the whole story in this week's issue of Life Magazine. All aboard for Simmons' carload of savings!
I thought I'd run down to the hardware store. Get some more fertilizer for those roses. Store's open till 9.
Well, don't go now. Mr. Rogers may come.
Oh, she coming out tonight?
Yes, dear, I told you that. At dinner time, he's bringing Mr. Dibble out to sign the contract with us.
Mr. who?
Sam Dibble, the contractor.
Oh, yeah. I guess you did say something. I forgot. Well, okay. Maybe I better stick around. Pick up the fertilizer tomorrow, I guess.
Gee, I hope I like this, Mr. Dibble.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't you like him?
Well, I might not. Well,
what difference does it make if you don't like him, honey? His job is to build a house. Roger said he was about the best in town.
Well, it's important to like him. We're probably going to see a lot of him. Things to talk over as the house goes up. And I'll probably be out there more than you will. You know, I'll drive out during the daytime. I'll see more of him. That's why I hope he's nice.
Well, darling, I don't think that's the important thing. Seems to me what's more important is that he does a good job building our new house.
Well, we want someone who's easy to work with. You can get in an awful lot of arguments and difficulties with building contractors. I certainly want a man who will listen to reason.
What you mean is you want a man who will listen to you, huh?
Oh, I want somebody who does what we want and not what he wants.
Well, sure.
And I remember what Carol told me when they built their house. She thought the contractor they got was so nice, you know, when she first met him. Why, they wound up having a terrible time with him. He did things they said they didn't want, you know, and then charged them for ripping them out.
My sympathy lies with the contractor. Your friend Carol interferes with everybody.
Oh.
If she ever went to the Kentucky Derby, she'd be out there telling the horses how to run.
Oh. Derby, anyhow, isn't it? Kentucky Derby? And I think that's really the correct pronunciation.
Well, you do it anyhow. I don't know. Maybe in England. But since 150 million people here say Derby, I'll go along with the crowd.
Well, anyhow, Carol said...
Look, I haven't the slightest interest in what Carol thinks
well,
about...
Well, I only meant I think we should be very careful. And before we sign any contract, let's talk to him a bit, sort of size him up, you know?
Yeah, all right, okay. Honestly, you worry about the darndest thing. Nice to meet you, Mr. Dibble. Will you come on in the living room and meet my wife?
How do you do?
Mr. Dibble,
yeah.
Well, and how are you tonight, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, fine. Been a beautiful day, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it has, and I hope it's just as nice tomorrow. Don't you, Mr. Dibble?
Well, it won't be. It's going to rain.
Oh, well.
Well, I don't think we need to take up much of your time this evening. I wanted Mr. Dibble to meet you and you to meet him.
Well, we were anxious to.
Yes, sir. I should say pretty eager to get the house started.
Well, I've gone over all the plans and specifications with Mr. Dibble, and I think he understands all our little problems.
Good.
Although I don't think there are going to be really problems with Mr. Dibble at the helm.
Well, I hope not.
Got an awful lot of rock ledge out there. All that's going to have to be blasted.
Oh, yes. We knew that. Rather, we found it out.
Well, as long as you know it, that's the main thing.
Yes. I take it you've been out to see the property, Mr. Dibble.
Oh, yes. He's been out there. We spent quite a bit of time looking it all over.
Oh, well, isn't it a lovely place to have a house, Mr. Dibble?
Can't say I'd have picked it for myself, but them takes all kinds to make a world.
Yes, but the view, my goodness, the view is magnificent overlooking the lake. Didn't you like the view?
Can't say I noticed it.
Well, now, dear, Mr. Dillon and Mr. Rogers were out there to look at the building site from the standpoint of construction. They weren't out there to sightsee.
No, indeed. Mr. Dibble and I checked everything very thoroughly. Now, if you'll just hand me my briefcase.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, here you are.
Thank you. I've got the contracts right here. You might like to look them over before you sign. I went over everything. It's the standard contract, and I put in a couple of riders there that you'll notice.
Ah, yes, yes, I'm here. I'm fine.
You want to move over a little, dear, so I can look at it,
oh,
too?
Oh, yes, yes, take a look at this.
You're going to have a lot of mosquitoes out there.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you have to expect that if you're near water, but, well, we can always spray with DDT, can't we, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, yes, and it's very effective.
Well, it doesn't do much good to spray your place if no one else sprays theirs. Since yours is the first house to be built out there, you'd have to spray the whole lakefront. Pretty expensive. Then it's only effective until it rains again, and you got to do it all over.
Well, we'll have the screened-in porch. We can sit on that.
Yes, oh, sure. Just you find mosquitoes most everywhere. Now, honey, don't you worry about it. Have to expect things like that when you're sort of in the country.
Mr. Dibble, as Mr. Rogers may have told you, we're very interested in having a lot of features about our new house that are early American.
Oh, yes. I explained all that to Mr. Dibble.
Do you have a feeling for early American things, Mr. Dibble?
Well, I got more of a feeling for blueprints. If you got it down on paper, what you want, that's the way the house will be built.
Well, that's fine, but it seems to me that anybody who's building that type house ought to, you know, have sort of a feeling for it.
Well, now, darling, Mr. Dibble is a builder. He builds all kinds of houses. I don't think he'd be in business very long if he just built one style of house, huh, Mr. Dibble?
Well, might not be too bad if I just built the ranch style. That's what most people seem to want these days. Ranch style, most sensible.
Well, a ranch style is nice, but I don't feel it always has the charm of a house, for example, like we're putting up.
Well, a house is sort of like a living person to me. You know the old saying, beware of a charming man.
Oh, yes. That is so true. Mr. Dibble is sort of a philosopher. He has a real feeling for building a house. The style is not important. What is important is that you've got a house that really holds up.
When Dibble builds them, they stay built, so, Mother.
Well, now, if you look over the contract...
I haven't really seen it yet. Why don't I go out and put on some coffee and cut some cake, and you can come with me, dear, and kind of explain the contract.
Oh, there's no need for you. Yes, I can do that, dear, yes.
Well,
sure.
Now you don't need to go to all that bother for us.
Oh, it's no bother at all. It won't take me 5 minutes. Excuse us, will you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Close the door. Well, we are not going to have him.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Let them stand there and say, why aren't we going to have him?
All right, I'll sit down and say it then. Why aren't we going to have him?
Well, do you like him?
Well, I don't like him or dislike him. He's the best building contractor in town. Mr. Rogers thinks he's the only one who can build a house just the way we want it.
Yeah, but will he?
Well, of course he will. What's the matter with you? Mr. Rogers is going to be working right with him all the time. They've worked on houses together before. Mr. Rogers thinks he's excellent.
I don't like him at all. I certainly don't care for his personality.
Well, for Pete's sake, what do you want? Charles Boyer?
Well, yes, maybe not for this, but I...
Well, I doubt if you could get Charles Boyer to build a house for us, so why don't we just take Sam Dibble,
no,
huh?
No, dear.
Now, you listen. This man is good. He builds houses. He's not supposed to be a personality kid.
How could a man go out to look at that property and not even see the magnificent view?
Why should he look at the view? He was looking at all that rock ledge that he's got to blast. And if we'd seen that rock ledge instead of the view, we wouldn't have bought the property in the beginning.
Don't change the subject now. The man is a pessimist. Look at the way he talks about the mosquitoes. And he doesn't have any feeling for early American houses. He likes ranch-style houses.
Well, darling, he's entitled to his opinion, isn't he?
Well, yes, but just the same,
now, look, this
feel
is
we
no
could have
time to be unreasonable. We're going to get the house built by the end of September, if we're lucky.
Well, go ahead, then. You sign him. But I know we're going to be sorry. I know his type. He's going to do everything his way. You just wait and see.
Well,
and we won't be able to talk to him. He's just like my Uncle Hubert. You tell him something, he just stands there and looks at you, and then he walks away. You don't even know if he's heard you or not.
Well, honey.
Or else he just looks at you, makes some dry remark, and then goes right ahead and does it his own way anyhow. He's immovable. And you mark my words, this man is the same way.
Not necessarily, dear.
You can tell he's slow. The way he talks. And we'll go out there and find the floor isn't in or something, and we'll say, well, I thought the floor was going to be down last Friday. And he'll look at us, and he'll say, yeah, well, the way it goes.
Yeah, well, Don and Mr. Rogers recommended it. Now, if the architect's word isn't good, who in the heck can we go by?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, we've got to go by something.
Well, can't we say we want more time? Can't we say that, dear? We want more time to look over the contract.
Well,
and then we'll get in touch with Mr. Rogers tomorrow.
Well, that would be a little embarrassing after Rogers brought him out especially to sign the contract. You can't just go walking in and say...
Well, better it's embarrassing than expensive, isn't it? Now, believe me, dear. I know I'm right. I have a feeling about people. You know I do. Now, take the tray in. I'll be in a second to back you up.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What makes a CBS newsman? Not just a newsman, but a CBS newsman. Take Alan Jackson, for instance. Where does he spend his vacations? Traveling. Each year, when he rests from his microphone chores, he takes off for another part of the world, looking, asking questions, learning firsthand. He's toured South America on his own time. He's barnstormed through Europe and the Far East. In addition, CBS News assignments to other points of frequent news interest have unequivocally qualified Alan Jackson. He reports your news Monday through Friday evenings on most of these same stations with confidence and authority. That's what makes Alan Jackson one of the nation's most respected sources of evening news. Another source we're particularly proud of here is The World Tonight. 7 nights a week, The World Tonight takes a thorough look at the top news stories of the day. Always, human interest and important facts come together into a comprehensive, fascinating evening roundup in CBS Radio's The World Tonight.
Well, here we are with some cake and coffee.
Maybe we ought to sign the contract while there's still room here on the coffee table.
Oh, but here, we had an idea.
Oh, yes, we were saying that maybe the best thing...
The best thing is to get this contract signed so we can get Mr. Dibble.
So we can get him.
Oh, yes. Mr. Dibble's a mighty popular man. The truth is, he's taking this on as sort of a favor to me.
And if you want to get into your new house by September 1st...
September 1st?
Well, I didn't think we could possibly move in before the end of September.
No.
Well, thought I'd surprise you. Mr. Dibble says he can make it by the 1st.
Oh.
And if Sam Dibble says you can move in on the 1st, you can move in on the 1st, right?
Oh, yes. And he's got a couple of ideas about installing those old black walnut floors that I think are going to save you about $500.
Oh, my God.
Thought we'd start the blasting this Wednesday.
This Wednesday? My goodness, you said in 2 weeks, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, but I misjudged Mr. Dibble. He says this Wednesday he could turn over the first spade full of dirt.
Oh, exciting. Darling, help move the tray so we can sign the contract before we have coffee. Well, Mr. Dibble, that's wonderful. You know, we were saying in the kitchen that you seemed the perfect man for the job, didn't we, dear?
Yes, indeed. If we'll both just sign right here, I'll be joint ownership right there.
Yeah,
right.
Here's a pen, dear.
Yeah. Right here. There you are.
She's kind of funny, huh, dear?
Yes. Excuse us, it's a little private joke that we have.
Private joke, yes.
Oh, well, you'll start blasting Wednesday.
Well, hope so. Of course, a lot of headaches building the house. Can't always count on the unexpected. But if it isn't this Wednesday, we'll hope it's next Wednesday. Maybe the Wednesday after that.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the way it goes when you're building the house.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn with John Gibson and John Shelley and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.